Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 74 for Thursday, September 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Thursday, as good export demand, gains in soy oil, and a weaker Canadian dollar all provided support. Canola was up $5 to $6, the November contract up $5.10 at $471.40 per ton. Fresh export demand was behind some of the strength, with improving domestic crush margins also generating some interest from local processors. The Canadian dollar has fallen to its weakest levels in 11 years relative to its U.S. counterpart in recent days, and that's encouraging exports and is also beneficial for crush margins. A lack of significant harvest pressure contributed to the advances, as any hedges seem to be being absorbed for the time being. However, with the canola harvest close to half done, the upside was limited, especially as yields continued to beat expectations in many cases. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up, but corn and wheat both down. Soybeans 1 to 4 cents higher, the November contract up 4 at $8.68 per bushel. Weekly U.S. export sales came in above expectations for beans, with over 1.3 million tons sold during the past week. Soy oil sales were also very strong. Ideas that a Chinese delegation to the country will sign agreements for even more business this week added to the firm tone in beans. However, the advancing U.S. harvest and generally improving production prospects did keep a lid on the gains. For corn, prices are down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.81 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports failed to live up to expectations, and total sales to date are running well behind last year's level. The good Midwestern crop conditions were also bearish, but on the other side, end-user bargain hunting was coming forward at the lows, helping temper the declines. Wheat futures, they're down 7 to 12 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 10 at $4.97 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports came in at the low end of the already pessimistic trade guesses, as the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities. Upward revisions to the world wheat production estimate from the International Grains Council also weighed on wheat, but dryness concerns in some wheat-growing regions of the world, especially Ukraine, did remain somewhat supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.